Thank you so much for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim Mechizik Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call began more than 4 years ago as a response to the pandemic, and has since evolved and grown to serve as a daily pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Chamishi, the fifth day of the month of Tammuz. Today's program is sponsored by Paul and Karen Goldstein in memory of their beloved granddaughter, Malka Bracha, Olav Shalom Bas, Rav Shimon Chaim, and Rina Miriam. May her neshama have an aliyah. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Shlomo Krasner of Congregation Shomrei Israel in Poughkeepsie, New York, to share words of Divrei Chizik, followed by Rabbi Krasner fully reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Al, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. We followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew and in English. That will be followed by the Mishnah Berurah for Sahal, the Mishnah Berurah for the Shvuim, and Rabbi Krasner will conclude with the Mishnah Berurah for Cholim, pausing to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. Sign up to receive the daily Tehillim call reminder email. You can subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. Lechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Krasner.
Thank you, Rabbi Herman. I want to thank everyone for coming as well. I'm sure I'm not the only one who goes, listens to the news, reads the news. And sometimes when you hear all that hate, the anti-Semitism, the bullying, the intimidation, and it sometimes feels so overwhelming. Wherever we go, we see it, we hear it. I was trying to figure out what could we take that will enable us to be mechazik, strengthen ourselves against all that, the attacks from within, the attacks from without, obviously the war in Israel and the hatred in the world for the Jewish people. And it reminded me of a thought in last week's Parsha. When Parsha's Korach went and instigated the Jewish people against Moshe. And they go, Moshe says, fine, let's see who Hashem actually wants. And the next day, Korach and his group, they gather the entire Jewish people to square off against Moshe. And Moshe, Hashem goes and tells Moshe, I'm going to recreate the Jewish people with you. And Moshe davens says, please Hashem, only the sinners, only Korach and his group are the sinners. The rest of the Jewish people have not sinned. And Hashem says, fine, I'll accept your prayers, but tell everyone to get as far as they can from Korach and his group, because otherwise they'll be taken down, they'll be swallowed up with them as well. And the commentators, they all grapple with the question. First of all, what is it that the Jewish people did that Hashem would be so angry at them? They weren't the ones who fought against Moshe. It was only Korach and his small group. And what was Moshe's prayer? If the Jewish people did do something wrong, what was Moshe's prayer that they aren't the sinners? It's just Korach. And finally, what is the reason Hashem told them to stay away from Korach lest they get swallowed up? We know that Hashem, throughout all the plagues, you know, an Egyptian could be drinking a cup during the plague of Dam, of the blood, with the Jew would have water, the Egyptian have blood. Why was it here necessary, the Jewish people, to move out of the way? And I think the answer goes into is that, yes, it was only Korach and his group who was fought against Moshe. But they got everyone to be involved. And the Jewish people, they wanted to look. They gathered to see maybe Korach could win. Maybe we could get more out of the deal. Maybe we could get more. Maybe we could bargain our way out of it. And that was a huge chutzpah. It was a chutzpah to Hashem. It was a chutzpah to Moshe. Moshe took care of you. Moshe and Aaron for all these years. And now you think that maybe I could get something else? And yes, it was something that triggered Hashem's anger, that the Jewish people, they should have shouted down Korach. Instead, they went along to watch, to see what they could get. And that's why Moshe said, please Hashem, yes, they may be going along with Korach, but they are not the sinners. Korach and his group are the instigators. Twitch Hashem said fine, but they need to show that. They need to go and separate themselves in order to show that they are not involved. Because if they were to go and be part of it, even just by association, they'll be going down with them. They have to show that they're on Moshe's side. They have to show they're on the side of Hashem. And you find this similar by the 10th plague, by the plague of Makkos Zechor, the death of the firstborn. Where Hashem told the Jewish people, put the blood of the Pesach offering on the doorpost and on the mantle. And that way, I'll see it and I'll have mercy, I'll skip over on them. Now, none of the first 9 plagues needed it. What was special about the 10th plague? The answer is the 10th plague, we're going to become Hashem's people. The Am Hashem. And therefore, Hashem said, I know many of the Jewish people have done idolatry. They've joined the Egyptian paganism and their life and culture. Tell them it's okay. You go take their deity that they've worshipped, and for me, put it as a flag on the doorpost, on the mantle, and I will go, I will have mercy on them. And I will say, let us start from scratch. And it's so important to understand that when we have and we uphold the flag of Hashem, Hashem takes us to be part in His ideas and His plans. Va'atem hadvekim ba'Hashem Elokeichem chayim kulchem hayom. And you who are connected to Hashem, you're close to Hashem, you are all alive. All the smoke that we see, all the loud noise, the falsehoods, the lies that are propagated, they're nothing. They're here today, they'll be gone tomorrow. You uphold your closeness to Hashem, your pride in Hashem, is Torah, all that which is good. If you do that, you will actually go and be alive. You have what it's worth living for. And your essence, you are alive. I was reminded of a beautiful thought that the Chafetz Chaim shares with us in his second essay, Chomus Hadas, Fortress of Faith. And it speaks about how Elisha was surrounded by the Aramite army. And Elisha's assistant was extremely afraid. It was a huge army. And Elisha davened to Hashem and said, please Hashem, open my assistant's eyes. And he was able to see that on the mountains were a much larger amount of horses of fire and chariots of fire. And Elisha told his assistants, there are more on our side than there are on theirs. And the Chafetz Chaim asked, the horses of fire, the chariots of fire, they're never used. What was the purpose of that miracle? And he explains it was meant for all generations, when those attacked the Torah, attacked the Jewish people. And sometimes we look and we feel overwhelmed. And he says, you should know, who do we have on our side? We who are devoted and dedicated to Hashem, we have our bubbies, our zaydis. For generations, their bubbies and zaydis. All the way back to bubby and zaydi, Avram and Sarah. Over 1 million prophets and prophetesses who all dedicated their life to Hashem. And we are continuing their chain and their destiny. There are more on our side, so much more on our side than on their side. They could go, they could try intimidating and bullying us, but we know what we are standing for. We're standing for Hashem's honor. We're standing for the truth of the Jewish people. And we are connected with the chains of all those, the millions upon millions and millions over the past 3,800 years who stood for the same objectives and the same way of life. In Poughkeepsie, like many other cities, they would gather at City Hall to go and to try to condemn Israel. And every 2 weeks we'll go and try to go and argue with them. And the anti-Semites were very loud, very anarchist. They were screaming, curse, intimidate. Thank God they found a lawyer to show it was actually illegal to do what they were doing and the city council cannot vote against Israel. But till that happened, it felt very overwhelming. But I remember, what are we standing for? We are standing for Hashem, for truth, the Jewish people. And as long as we hold that flag up high, Chaim Kulchem Hayom, we are all alive today. I'd like to continue. Psalm 20. Tehillim Chaf. L'Natzeach Mizmor LeDavid. Yancha Adonai B'yom Tzara. Yisagev Hashem Elohei Yaakov. Yisach ezecha mikodesh umetzion yisadeka. Yizkar kol minchosecha volosecha yidash nesela. Yiten lecha kovovecha v'chol atascha yimalei. Niran enav yishu asecha uvishnein Eloheinu nikol. Imale Adonai kol mishalotecha. Ata yadati ki ushi Adonai mishicho. Yaneu mishmei kacho big veros yeshayinoho. Eilu v'recha v'eilu v'susim. V'anachu mishem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir. Himakaru v'nafalu v'anachu kamen nesodad. Adonai ushi amel kaneinu v'yom kareinu. Tillim Chaf Gimel, Psalm 23. Again, please say it along either in Hebrew or in English. Mizmor leDavid, Adonai ro'i lo echzar, v'nosdeh sheyarbitzeini, amei menuchos yinahaleini, nafshi yishovev yancheini b'magle tzedek l'man shemo, gam ki elech v'geit ha'maves, lo irara, ki ata imadi, shiftecha mishantecha heimo yinachamuni. Taroch lefanai shulchan neged tzorai, dishanta v'shemen roshi kosi revaya, ach tov v'chesed, yirzefuni kol yimei chayai, v'shafti v'veis Adonai li'orech yamim. Tillim Kuf Chafalos, Psalm 121. Shir lamalos, esa einai el heharim, me'ayin yabo ezri, ezri me'im Adonai, osei shemaim v'aret, Al yitein lamarek lecha, al yonum shomrecha, yinei lo yonum v'lo yishan shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tzucha, yani minecha, yomam ha-shemesh lo yakeka, v'yireach v'layla, Adonai yishmarcha mikora, yishmar es ashecha, Adonai yishmar tzeizcha v'oecha me'atav yad olam. Tillim Kuf Lamed 130. Shemalos imamakim kersicha Adonai. Adonai shema vikoli tiena zefekashivos vikol tachanunai. Imavanos tishmarya Adonai mi amod. Kiimcha aslicha leman tivarei. Kivisi Adonai kivsa nafshi vlidvaro hokolti. Nafshi ladunai mi shamrim laboker shamrim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai. Him Adonai ha-chesed v'arbei imo fedos, v'hu yifdes Yisrael mikol avonosav. Tehillim Kufnen Beis, 142. Maskil David, v'yosuv amaras v'ila, koli el Adonai eza, koli el Adonai esmanan, eshvok v'fanav sichi, sorsi v'fanav agid, v'satef alai ruchi, v'ata yedat nisivasi, Burzu Ahalech Tamnu Fakli Habeg Mishamai Mure Vainli Makir Avan Manosi Meni Ainderesh Nashi Zaake Lech Adonai Amarti Atamasi Koki Beres Achayim Hakshiva Rinasi Kidalosimi Od Hatsileni Rodfai Kamsumi Meni Hosiami Masker Nashi Lodos Es Shinecha Viachtu Sadikim Kisigmal Alai Achenu, for entire Jewish people, all of our brothers and sisters. Achenu, kol beis Yisrael, hanasunim batzar v'shivya, omdim bein bayam uvein be'abasha, hamakom yirachem aleyen, yotzeim mitzar l'rvachom efeila liyora, mishugu l'geula hashta bagal avizmar kariv, nomar amein. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity, and see your land. May the all present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom. Now, swiftly and soon, and let us say, Amen. Mishaberech Chayali Tzahal, a prayer for Israel's defense forces. Mishaberech Avaseinu, Avri Yisav Yaakov, Yivarech Chayalei, Tzvahak Kanaal Israel, Vanshe Kochos Abitachon, Omdim Al Mishmar Seinu, Vare Eloheinu Mivol Alvanon Van Midvar Mistrayim Minayam Hagadol Alavo Harava Vachomokom Shem Bayabasha Bavir Uvayam Yitain Adonai Esayveinu Akamim Leinu Nigafin Lifnehem Toshboruchu Yishmar Viyatil Eschayaleinu Mikol Sarvis Tukum Kol Negam Akala Yishach Bracha Vatsach Vachom Asay Yedehem Yad Berson Einu Tafayim Viyat Shem Bechester Yeshua Vateres Nisachon Ikuyam Bahem Akasov Ki Adonai Elohechem Olechim Achem Ilachem Achem Im Oyvechem Loshi Eschem V'nomar Amen. Mishaberach for those who are held in captivity, and Hashem have mercy and release them shortly. Mishaberach Avoseinu, Avin Yisav Yaakov, Yosef Moshe Baran, Dover Shlomo, Yivarach Yishmar, V'yintzar, Es Nedre, Tzva Haganal, Yisrael, Shoyav, Es Kol Achenu, Anasunim Batar, V'shivya, Bavur, Shekol Hakal, Hakadosh Hazat, V'sval Bavuram, Kosh Baruch Hu Yimal Yirachmim Aleihem, V'yosem Michoshet, V'tamavet, Moshesem Yinateik, V'mitzukosem Yoshiyeim, V'yishivem Mehira, L'cheik, Mishrachosehem, Yodu Ladunai Chasov, Nifusav, Ne'adam, Yikoyim Behem, Mikra Shekasov, V'fadui Adunai Yishov, V'nevoru Tzion Berina, V'simchas Olam Arosham, V'asom V'simchi Yasigu, V'nasi Yagom Anacha, V'nomar Amen. Finally, a prayer for the sick. Mishaberach Avoseinu, Avin Yitzav Yaakov, Moshe V'arn Dovu Shlomo, Yivarach Rav Esacholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachmim Aleihem Lachlimum Larposam Achzikam Lachiosam Yishach Lahem Mehiru Fuh Shem Min Hashemayim Ramach Avireim Hushisag Yideim Esol Shor Kol Yisrael Fuhus HaNefesh Fuhus HaGof HaShabak Kol Zman Kariz V'nomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Krasner. We look forward to having you back on the program, please God, years to Hashem in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern. Each day we pause at the time to share a moment of tefillah, prayer together. With hearts full of faith, be strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, physical strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a wonderful time.